Welcome to the Business Bunker Radio Show, Federation of Small Businesses podcast.
Now, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show a live guest, our young entrepreneur.
Whippersnapper.
Jules has got all mumsy about it.
Yeah.
Entrepreneur Ben Towers, 16 years old. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show.
Hello.
Now, you're skiving off school today. Doing a study day, aren't you?
Study leave.
I've finished.
Yeah, have you? Yeah. So Ben's in the middle of his GCSEs at the moment and busy making his second million. Ben, I don't know where to start, mate. Tell us what inspired you. And first of all, tell us when and how old you were when you first started your first business.
I started my first business when I was 11 years old.
Right.
And basically what it was...
At primary school, basically.
Yeah, I was sort of in the transfer up to secondary school. And
selling scooters.
Yeah.
And basically what happened is a family friend said to me, can you build me a website?
Right.
Because I've always sort of liked computers. And I said, yeah, I'll give it a go. I was on sort of the internet Googling how to build a website. And
So you're self-taught?
Yeah, all self-taught. Yeah, I've never done any courses or anything. And then what happened is once I built this sort of really basic website, she said, oh, that's really good, it's £50. And obviously when you're 11, that's like Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I turned around and said, oh, here we go, I can do this again. Yeah. And so I joined a freelancing site called People Per Hour.
Right.
And sort of from there, by age of 12, I had 25 customers, sort of just applying for all these jobs all around the UK.
Right.
And at the world as well, I did like jobs in America, Australia and things, just all paying these £50 for quite a basic website.
Are you familiar with a thing called Fiverr now?
It's similar to that, but obviously it's a bit more expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. But 50 quid for a website is still nothing, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it sort of continued to channel on from there. And when I was 13, it got to the stage where, I think it's my granddad sort of said to me, you know what, that's actually a business you've got. And I sort of said, oh, I suppose it is. And I was doing so many websites, and I was like, oh, I'm struggling to get all this done and go to school and actually have a social life.
Be a child.
Ended up actually taking on an employee through People Per Hour.
Right.
And so at the age of 13, I had somebody work on a job-by-job basis.
Right.
And then that sort of continued to grow, and I ended up paying them more than if I was having them full-time. So I said, oh, do you want to come on full-time? And they sort of went, yeah, I don't know, you're a bit young, and I have a 13-year-old paying their wages. And then they sort of said, oh, yeah, you know what, I'll give it a go, and I had to come on. But it sort of had to quite quickly get rid of them, because what ended up happening is they weren't starting work till like 11:30. And I wouldn't...
You just can't get the staff, can you?
But I wouldn't know, because obviously I'd be at school. And so they were just abusing the fact that because I was at school, and so ended up having to find someone else. But, I mean, now I've got 15 full-time members of staff.
So you have 15 staff working for you at a grand old age of 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
I'm just interested, what did your school make of this, Ben?
See, it depends how you ask at my school, because obviously if you ask the teachers, some of them are quite impressed and things, but also some of them... My form tutor always said to me, oh no, you should stop doing it, it's not going to be good for you, you're not going to get a living out of it. And so I sort of said, well, I've got 15 full-time members of staff now, there you go.
Yeah.
And the head teacher and stuff, he's really keen and really quite happy that I'm doing what I'm doing. And like next year, I'm looking at doing an apprenticeship for my own company.
Right.
Got to do something till 18. So
he's going to hire himself as an apprentice. Okay, love it.
And what about your parents?
They're both really supportive. I mean, neither of them have got, like, business experience at all. They're both just, sort of, my mum's a podiatrist, dad's a draftsman, so they're just, so you might say, work in the public sector, but they both are really supportive. I take a step back as well, which has been quite helpful for me, because when you chat to a lot of other young entrepreneurs and things, they always say, oh, my parents keep getting involved, they keep looking, all these things, and I think if that were happening to me, it'd be harder to run my business, because you end up spending your whole time backing up why you've made decisions.
Sure, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
So were you? Have you ever had your IQ tested?
No, I haven't, no.
I think you should, don't
had
you?
Had his what tested?
I think he should have his IQ tested. He
his
could
IQ?
Be a, he should be, he might be a Mensa.
He might be. Or he might be really bright, rather than IQ bright.
Yeah, well, there's different kinds of brightness.
He should do brain training if that helps.
Yeah, okay.
And what about your siblings?
I've got a younger sister.
Right. And how's she doing?
She's just an average sort of younger sister.
She just owns a car mechanic's garage. And
she's going up to space.
Yeah. She's building her own spaceship. why don't you tell the listeners a bit about what Towers Design actually do? Obviously, you're a web development company.
We started off just doing websites, and then it got to the stage people were saying, can you build a logo as well? So I sort of obviously searched online how to build a logo, and we started offering logo design, and services continued to grow, and now we're a complete digital agency, so we do website design, graphic design, printing. We just started doing as well, so like business cards, flyers, roller banners, and also website hosting.
Okay. I don't actually know the rules on this. As technically a minor, are you allowed to be a company director? I don't know.
So
he's only allowed down the mines.
Up chimneys.
I mean, technically Towers Design's a sole trader, and that's because 16 you can be a company director because I'm a new company. I'm a director because it's going through crowdfunding, but. Whilst you're under 18, there's no necessity to become a limited company because you've got the limited company protection because you're a minor. So I'm just a sole trader with Towers Design.
Okay, fine. We're going to talk about your expansion plans in a minute because you've got lots of interesting plans. As one, you know, and I'm sure you get fed up with this eventually, and I don't blame you, but we're going to make you do it anyway. As one so young, it's, you know, those of us that are in business are more fascinated by your youth than anything else, because it is refreshing to see someone as young as yourself that has been successful in business already and started at such an incredibly young age. I'm interested to know, from a couple of points of view, is it something that you'd recommend to your peers to do?
Yeah. I think it definitely is, because, I mean, I do a lot of sort of conferences all around the UK, and a lot of young people come to me and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to finish a university course, and then I'll start a business. Mm. And I always say, why do you have to finish a university course? Just get out and do it, because as long as you've obviously got the legal side secured, you're just free to go and just get the experience. Mm. And so whenever anyone asks, I always say, yeah, give it a go. Yeah. What's to lose?
Absolutely. And I think what you've just expressed in telling us how you started your business, it's how most of us actually start in business at whatever age we do. You do something and then you learn as you go along.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And people come to you and say, can you do this? And the answer, I mean, I think Richard Branson had a saying that said, if somebody asks you to do something you don't know how to do, the answer is yes and then find out.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you did, is yes and then Google it, which is what we can do now. And that's absolutely how most of us grow a business. We don't start out with a load of knowledge and then go, do you know what, I'll turn that into a business.
Yeah.
We start out with a chance at a customer and then find out how to do stuff. So basically you would recommend to your peer group about doing it. As a young person, have you found any drawbacks to being young, apart from the fact that you can't drive and you have to go to school quite a lot?
Apart from the transport side, I mean, I think there's three big drawbacks with it, and two of them are in payments, because obviously, like, online payment gateway, being a sort of a online company, I can't do that under the age of 18, so it's actually in my dad's name.
Right, okay.
So all our online payments are done through him as such, because otherwise...
So you have to be nice to him, otherwise he's going to run off with the money.
Makes a runner, but... Yeah. It's the only way we can operate, really. We have to do it. And the other thing is business banking.
Yeah.
Because I used to, there's quite a funny story, because my bank, I went down them one day and said, oh, yeah, can I pay in these checks? And they said, no, it's in Towers Design's name. You can't do it. You're Ben Towers. And I said, oh, okay. And then they said, and actually, we've noticed your child's bank account has had over 100 transactions. It's on Tuesday and since this week, so Monday and Tuesday. And I said, oh, yeah, that's quite good, isn't it? And they said, yeah, but you shouldn't be having that. Why is that? And I sort of had to come clean and say, yeah, let them run a business from it. And they said, oh, well, no, you can't run a business from a child's account. You have to have a business account. And I said, well, get me a business account. No, you can't have a business account. You're not 18. So I ended up closing up my bank account and taking all the money in it as a fee, basically, the bank. And then actually the Federation of Small Businesses sort of nationally sent an email to the bank and said, look, you can't be doing this. Mm. You can't, how's he going to operate if he hasn't got a business bank account or even any bank account?
Yeah.
And so they then opened it and doubled the balance, which is quite good for me, but this is quite a bit of hassle. And now whenever I go in, they sort of all know me as being the kid with a business bank account, but isn't a business bank account.
Are you a member of the FSB?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm also on the Kent Committee.
Yeah. Ben's a very active member of the FSB.
He's very active.
Very active member. Cool. So, is there any, having looked at the potential drawbacks of being a young entrepreneur, is there any benefits apart from...
Well, actually, I just remembered another drawback, which is quite a big one, is I remember we do a lot of exhibitions, because the way we sell with Towers Design, we've never done any paid advertising. It's all basically, in a sense, for me, talking at big conferences, because a lot of people see it's quite relatable and quite good working that way. And a lot of people come up to me at a exhibition and say, so are you the apprentice in the company, or are you the sort of employee? And I sort of say, no, I run the company. And you get some people that will walk off and say, oh, okay, I see how it is, take a flyer, and you never see them again.
Sure.
You get some people which will want to find out more and really quite keen to work with a young person, because I can see why, because obviously getting something like a website, it's a long-term thing. You pay at start, pay at the end, and it's a lot of trust involved when doing that. And so a lot of people see a young person, oh, I could be running off, go get drugs or something. And so you have, some people are like that. But I've sort of got a motto which I use for that is, if they don't want to work for me, I don't want to work for them.
Sure.
And there's been people which have sort of said to me, oh, I don't want to be working for you. No, I don't want to use you. Then they'll come back a month later and say, actually, we haven't found an agency which does things like you do. Can we work for you? And so I had to say, no, I don't want to. If you weren't prepared a month ago, and the way I see it, it's not like a block of cheese. I don't like mature over a month and suddenly different. So. But I think the benefits of being young are really good, because I've never had experience in another digital agency.
Right.
So the things I've done are always things which I've learned from our clients of how they want us to do things.
Sure.
And so sometimes it may not be the most cost-effective way, but the clients like it because of the way we run, and it's actually worked out in my favour. And because, obviously, being young, I'm open to new suggestions and
Absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so whenever anyone says anything to me, I'll always research it and see if it's something you want to do.
Mm. I was going to ask you about other benefits of being a young entrepreneur, but I know what some of them are, because you're a little bit of a celebrity these days, and you've just been recently playing celebrity football, haven't you?
Yeah, in Burnley, yeah.
And you get mobbed by girls, don't you?
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Just like you, Paul, aren't
you? Yeah.
We turned up in the car, and it was like surrounded by people screaming, wanting pictures and stuff, and it's quite strange, because I was at a conference a week before and I was keynote speaking there, and it was, you get people in a queue, oh yes, can I have your autograph, and it's a lot more upper class, and then you come to something like that and there's girls putting their life on the line just to get a picture.
It's like One Direction, isn't it?
It is, yeah, absolutely.
Without the drugs.
Yeah, boy band business. Yeah, absolutely. You're obviously very enthusiastic about what you're doing. Your business is growing, and I want to concentrate now on your next venture, because I happen to know, because we've talked about this, that you have a very exciting adventure coming down the line.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about what Ben Towers is going to be doing next?
So basically, with Towers Design, one of our services is social media management. Mm. And it got to the stage where sort of existing tools to help streamline all the management were getting really annoying, and they weren't doing things you wanted to do, and the ones which did were extortionate amount of money.
Right.
So which tools are you talking about?
Hootsuite was one we mainly used.
Right.
And Buffer we used for a bit as well.
Yeah.
And it got to the stage where we wanted a system which had them sort of functionalities, but also extra things, so in-depth analytics, and also something a bit more for agencies as well as small businesses.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you'll agree, sort of something quite design focused as well, because obviously having a good, nice design means you want to grow on social media, because it helps you sort of, your attitude's more positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so because of that, we sort of looked at whether we can do something better ourselves. And so I've been sort of playing with the idea since about July last year, and then in December last year, registered a company called Social Marley Limited. And that basically be in the process of about to start crowdfunding end of this week. And we're going to be sort of getting money to build a system which is going to be sort of the next big thing for social media management.
Okay, so Social Marley is your next big project. You're, as you say, you're crowdfunding it at the moment, or you're just about to go to crowdfunding. And then you're going to build a platform for social media management.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it's going to be quite a sort of focused on small businesses, because a lot of the systems, like I've been to some talks by some of the sort of market leaders, and the whole talk they'll be talking about is how their big corporates use the system, and actually small businesses are being left out of it. And although the system can be used by them, the analytics side, you end up paying extortionate amounts just to get a simple report.
Yeah.
And so I really want to focus, be able to get small businesses involved in it. And so the reason why I want to go through crowdfunding is you can invest a minimum of £10.
Hmm.
So the whole point is small businesses can each put a bit of money in if they want
Absolutely.
To. And then we'll get their input, and we can also obviously work together as like a community to make sure it's the thing for everyone.
I love that. It's one of my pet themes about collaboration and working together as a community, as you say, Ben. And that's a fabulous way of doing it. And crowdfunding, as you quite rightly say as well, is a good catalyst.
I mean,
for
we've
doing
had
that.
A lot of sort of and potential investors privately, and they've all sort of wanted to put money in there and then and stuff. But I've sort of got to the stage where actually I'd rather have the community behind it than actually just have one big shot who just wants to put a load of money in and walk off.
Yeah.
And so that's why I've sort of ended up saying, no, actually I'd rather go through crowdfunding. But obviously we're not going to turn down if someone wants to put a bit of money in crowdfunding, but at the same time, also keen on getting everyone involved.
No, absolutely, and I totally see that. So when does your crowdfund project kick off?
So it'd be end of this week, maybe early next week, so, right. So getting all the sort of legal stuff signed and getting things moving. We've just got a sort of fabulous video made by Smugshots.
Right, okay.
It's sort of like a company, I think they're down by the sea, aren't they?
Yeah, is that Laurie
Fitz? Yes.
And okay.
They've just had that produced and all the edits done, and it's looking really good. And
right.
So,
is there a website available for Social Marley
yes.
where people can come and find out?
SocialMarley.com.
Okay, SocialMarley.com. And that's SocialMarley, obviously.
And then Marley after my dog.
Marley after your dog, MARLEY.
Yeah.
Yeah. SocialMarley.com.
So, with the platforms, you're looking to take perhaps the best of Hootsuite and the best of the others and and make your own and add everything that you felt it was missing.
The way I see it is a big leader called Sprout Social, and but they're a bit more upmarket. They're like £60 to £100 per user per month. And so we want to get their level of analytics, but also the Hootsuite core functionality, which everyone uses. But also, obviously, having a design background with Towers Design, we really want to make sure it's something you can stand looking at for a whole day without getting bored as such. So it's really going to be sort of keeping within the social media branding and really quite simple, but also advanced to use.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. That is cool. Wow. 16 years old.
You're speechless.
I am. No, well, I'm not. I've known Ben for quite a while now, and I know what he's been doing. And, you know, sometimes you hear about things like this and you think, whatever. But he has been doing this a while now, and he does have a successful company. Yeah. And what he does is really, you know, top draw stuff. And, you know, he's building a very substantial business there. Mm. And that is really impressive at the best of times. It's doubly impressive about someone who's also doing his GCSEs at the same time, which is quite...
Three exams tomorrow.
What have you got tomorrow?
Physics and business.
Right. Business you're going to struggle with, aren't you, tomorrow?
Do you see yourself going to uni?
No, I don't think I want to. I mean, I do a lot of talks at university, and from what I've experienced, other sort of entrepreneurs, what they're saying to me as well is, why do I need to go to university? I'll be getting a degree and stuff, but I can run a business without it. Yeah. And obviously, maybe in the future, once the company's growing and I've got a bit more free time and things, I may look at doing something like that.
You'll probably start your own university.
Ben, we could talk to you all day about this. For the moment, give us a shout-out for your conventional website for your existing business.
Yeah, so Towers Design, it's towersdesign.co.uk. It's with a T, I've got a bit of a lisp, so it's a T, not a P. And follow us on Twitter, towers_design. And then Social Marley, like I said, socialmarley.com. It's... Social Marley, at Social Marley on Twitter.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that, Ben. Yeah. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on a Business Bunker show. Do stay with us for the rest of the show, obviously. But for the moment, Ben Towers of Towers Design and Social Marley, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Good stuff.
Very inspiring. I definitely feel very old.